Hey, Steve, this pandemic has really made a mess of your hair.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to resemble a certain famous female comedian who looked like she used electricity to create her iconic hairdo.
Surely madam has a professional stylist.
I hate to tell you, but when I want my hair done, I just stick a wet finger in a hot socket.
Of course, that's the inimitable Phyllis Diller, who was a real pioneer for generations of female stand-up comedians, and this week's Laugh Track's Legend of Comedy. I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this time our legendary comedian came from humble roots. Born Phyllis Driver and raised in a small town in Ohio, Phyllis followed a very 1950s path after school, marrying Sherwood Diller and raising five children. She was already in her late 30s when the family moved to the Bay Area and she made her stand-up debut at the Purple Onion Club, her very first gig that lasted a whopping 89 straight weeks. Let's listen to some of her early material.
Guys, I realize that all the women in the audience have absolutely got to wonder why I am dressed like this. There's no excuse. There are a lot of reasons.
After her national debut on Groucho Marx's You Bet Your Life, it was almost impossible to turn on a TV set that didn't feature Phyllis Diller as a variety or late-night talk show guest, a game show panelist, a situation comedy star, an animated voice actor, or maybe just a role in one of her many film appearances. Here's some classic Phyllis from later in her career.
I found a money-back guarantee on a beauty cream. Rushed down to the store, they took one look at me, paid me in advance. So then I bought one of those girdles with the magic fingers. Wouldn't you know the one I got had arthritis?
Phyllis once said she really didn't know what she was doing when she first started out, and it didn't help she never saw another woman comic on the circuit. As a result, she developed a unique persona that involved wild baggy dresses, a clownish hairdo, and the unmistakable piercing cackle you could hear from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. Right, Phyllis?
After almost five decades in show business, Phyllis retired in 2002 due to declining health. A true Renaissance woman, Phyllis was also a musician, artist, and author, and a recipient of the American Comedy Award for Lifetime Achievement. She passed away in 2012 at the ripe old age of 95.
You can find out more about Phyllis Diller and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.